Hey, Amy Robeson here. Thank you for joining me on this podcast where we talk about spirituality, the awakening process, mental health, and so much more. Join me weekly to get your weekly dose of spirituality and medicine. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am so excited you are here. I have a special episode for you today. When this airs, which we are airing it on April 8th, it's my birthday, and I'm so excited because it's a huge birthday for me. I'm entering into a new decade, and as I'm entering into this new decade, I've been reflecting a lot on all the things that I have done in the last 10 years. And it's been actually pretty incredible. If you haven't done like a 10-year review, highly recommend doing it. And how I started, this is really funny. How I started is I just went in my phone and I went to the year in my photos so that I could start remembering the things that I was doing 10 years ago. And at that time, I was super uber duper into yoga. And I was getting, I already had my yoga teaching certificate, but the photos that started back in 2014 were all these really cool photos of me doing these like really amazing poses. And at that time, I told myself that it's really important to take these photos because one day I might not be able to do these things. And I'm so happy I did. I really am, because I'm hyper mobile, and unfortunately, I can't do half of those poses unless I really want to hurt my joints. And so it was fun to look at those photos. It was fun to remember that chapter in my life and how instrumental it was in my spiritual growth, in my physical growth, in my mental growth. And I'm just so grateful for that chapter. And yoga for me was the thing that supported me in getting out of my dark depression when I first found it in 2008. And so 4-6 years later, I'm doing these crazy poses. I'm teaching, and it was something I would have never thought I would do. And the whole reason why I decided to even get certified in yoga back then was to get over my fear of public speaking, because I knew one day I would have a business and I knew one day I would have to talk in front of people. And if I wanted to get over my fear of public speaking, I could at least do it in a setting that, one, I was super passionate about, and two, if I could teach people how to breathe and touch their toes at the same time, I could definitely stand in front of a big crowd. And so I'm really, really grateful that I had that opportunity. And so if you haven't done a 10-year review, I really highly recommend doing it. I am not done doing this 10-year review because I really want to take my time and review and express gratitude for the different chapters I've had in the last decade. And it's incredible how much you can accomplish in 10 years. It's incredible how much you can accomplish in 1 year, especially if you break it down into 90-day increments. You can accomplish a ton in a decade. And if you've been feeling down about yourself, if you've been feeling like you're lost or you are not sure what you want to do next, or maybe you know what you want to do, but you want to really increase your vibrational frequency, do a review. There is so much you are going to get out of it and so much gratitude that you're going to start expressing, because for me, I was like looking through these photos, and I found photos that my mom sent me back then of like when I was a baby with her. And like, I was just grateful that I had those photos, and our dogs that were alive at that time. I was grateful for them being in our life. They're no longer with us. They transitioned. I'm grateful for like the different places we've lived. In the last 10 years, we've lived in Charleston, Palm Springs, Santa Cruz, Nashville. These are all very large moves across the United States. And I'm just so grateful that one, my husband and I had the courage to do that. And two, all the beautiful people that we've met on our journeys. And so if you haven't, and if you are being called to, highly recommend doing a decade review. And it doesn't even have to be like a big birthday that you have coming up. You can just go, you know what, let's review the last 10 years, or let's review the last 4 years, or let's review the last 5 years, whatever it is that you want to do, you're going to get something major out of it. And some of you might even be guided to go back 20 years and see how far you've come. Because when we take the time to look at and to explore the path and the journey that we have been on, we get to get into a vibrational frequency of gratitude. And gratitude is a spiritual law. When you express gratitude, what ends up happening is you increase your frequency. And when you increase your frequency, you start telling the universe to start blessing you with more opportunities that you can be grateful for. When you don't express gratitude, what ends up happening is the universe thinks that you're content. You're okay with what you got. There's nothing more that you need. And the universe hears you no matter if you're being positive or negative. And so look at the things that you can be positive over. Look at the things that you're being negative over and see how you can shift into a state of gratitude for those experiences. And when you shift into a state of gratitude for the experiences, because you're expressing what you've learned from the experience, the universe hears you and says, hey, you know what? You're complete. Like you're complete with this lesson. You don't have to continue repeating this cycle. And so it gets you out of this cycle of repeating the same lesson pattern over and over and over and over again. And I think that's an amazing blessing, because it gives us the opportunity to choose a different reaction to the experience. And when we choose a different reaction to the experience, because we're going to have experiences, we're going to have heartache, we're going to have grief, we're going to have sadness, we're going to have disappointment, we're going to have disenchantment, whatever it is that you're experiencing. But it's how you choose to react to those experiences afterwards. And you're capable of moving into forgiveness, or capable of moving into appreciation, you're going to start having different experiences. And I know for me, I am really grateful for many, many of the tragedies that I've experienced, because it's allowed me to grow and it's allowed me to be here. It's allowed me to speak about things that I know are struggles for other people. And we might not have the same story, but all of us are experiencing some sort of trauma or struggle or anxiety or stress or form of people pleasing or perfectionism. Like, we're all struggling with that to some degree, or we have in the past. And when we can talk about it from a place of empowerment, when we can talk about it from a place of gratitude, like I am grateful, like seriously, I am grateful that I had the opportunity to meet myself in the darkest places, because I got to see how strong I was. I got to see that I was capable of overcoming sadness and depression. And by choosing me, and by choosing happiness, and by choosing light, I am living a life that I is beyond my wildest imagination. And I can't wait to see what happens next. I really can't, because there are so many good things on the horizon. And I stay in a place of excitement, and I stay in a place of opportune curiosity. And I know that's not a word, but that's the word I'm being guided to use, where it's like, there's so many opportunities that are out there and that are available to us. And so I'm staying in a place of curiosity of what those opportunities are and being open to the universe. And when I get an intuitive hit, when I get a desire that goes, ooh, like I really want that, I have to proclaim it. I had this desire come in a couple weeks ago, and it was so strong. Like this desire was so strong. And I got this intuitive hit that I had to tell someone I work with about this desire and how, and it was like, my guides were like, tell this person, make sure you tell them today. And I'm like, okay, I will, because it's me saying to the universe, I want this. I am worthy of this. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I want it. And so I end up telling this person I work with that I want this thing and how important it was. And so it opened up dialogue on what that might look like and everything else. And the other day, less than 2 weeks later, I got an email from this person that can make this desire happen. And I have a talk with this person tonight, and I can't wait to see what happens. Like I'm very curious about how the conversation's going to go and how the opportunity might unfold. And I'm okay with however it's going to unfold, because either way, I know it's going to happen eventually. And if it doesn't happen now, it's going to happen eventually, because I've put it out to the universe and the universe is hearing how serious I am about it. And so if you decide to do these reviews, you're also going to start thinking about the things that you want to start creating over the next 10 years of your life or the next 5 years. And it is nice to have goals. It's nice to have intentions. One of the things that I want to encourage you to do, no matter what the goal is to one, always take inspired action on it, but two, let go of the stress of making it happen instantly. Because when we do that, we, one, start to contract our energy instead of expand it, and we get into a state of fight, flight, or freeze. And we don't want to be in that state. We want to be in a state of flow. We want to be in a state of openness. And so avoid contracting the energy that is around the desired outcome. Another thing I want to share is you are a powerful manifester. Powerful. You manifest it yourself into this body. And it doesn't matter where you're at on your journey, if you're absolutely in love with your life or not, or slightly in love with it, you can fall deeply, madly in love with yourself and with your life, with each decision you make throughout your day. And it is a conscious decision that you fall in love with yourself, with your life, because it is your life to live. It's no one else's life to live. And I know for me, over the last 10 years, I have gotten better. And this isn't something I've mastered yet. I have gotten better at falling in love with myself and falling in love with my life. And the more that I do that, the more that I recognize and see doors open up. And we have the choice every day to choose to be happy. And it is a choice. It is a conscious effort of choosing to be happy. And happiness is in the smallest, littlest things that are occurring throughout your day. And I'll give you an example of one. Every day, every night, I should say, we have a nighttime routine with my toddler. And part of the routine is she likes to brush her teeth. And then afterwards, she likes to wash her hands. And we have, you know, the foam soap. And watching her wash her hands brings me so much joy and so much happiness, because she looks at that soap like it is the most magical potion ever. And she's looking at all the tiny little bubbles, and she likes to take her hands and put them together and pull them apart and look at the bubbles. And it's so cute. And I sit in the present moment watching her, because I know that that moment is eventually going to go away. And so I want to soak it in. I don't want to be in a rush to tell her to hurry up, get your hands done, because she is showing me how much more I can have childlike wonder, childlike innocence, and bring that into my everyday adult life, because we are children of God. We are children of creation. And you can own that childlike wonder. And when we own that childlike wonder, life gets a little bit more magical. Fun gets to be had, and you get to give yourself permission to have more fun. Do you want to have more fun? I know me, like, I want to have so much more fun. I grew up really quickly as a child. I grew up very, very quickly. I had adult responsibilities starting at the age of 4. And I don't regret that. Like, I've made peace with how I was raised, but I can choose to experience that childlike wonder now as an adult. And I can choose to play with my inner child and play with my daughter and have more fun, so that I can bring that happiness and joy into my everyday experiences. And it's such a magnificent feeling. It really, really is. And when I look back, I'm going to be proud of myself for taking the time to do so. And that's really exciting to think about. Another thing I'm being guided to talk about is being proud of yourself. When was the last time you told yourself you're proud of yourself? I want you to just think about that. And if you haven't told yourself you're proud of yourself, like, and it's not a prideful thing in a negative way. Like, I'm not talking about pride in a negative way. I'm talking about being proud of yourself, like a parent being proud of their 4-year-old for hitting the baseball. Like, that's the type of proud that I'm talking about, where it's like you're proud of yourself for your achievements, for your ability to adapt, for your ability to stand in your power. You can be proud of yourself for simply just getting out of bed and brushing your teeth, depending on what journey and what chapter you're in. Like, being proud of yourself may look different, and it doesn't have to be this grandiose thing. It doesn't have to be this gigantic thing that you are proud of. It could be the smallest thing. It could be like, dang, I remembered to fold my clothes and put them away. Or maybe you're proud of yourself because you are very particular about how things are supposed to go, and you were able to allow them to just unfold organically without having to be in control. There are so many things that you can be proud of yourself. It's your choice to see through the lens of love and to recognize all of those moments, to recognize that you get to choose peace, you get to choose to be proud, you get to choose your reactions. And when you do, you say yes to yourself. You say yes to your life. You start falling more in love with your life and yourself. And you deserve that, my friend. All right. I didn't know where this episode was going. I actually had a different intention and it just went here. So we're going to just leave it at that. All right, friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please make sure you like and subscribe. And if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're streaming this on any of our podcasts, leave a review. Let me know what you're proud of yourself for. Let me know how much you want to fall in love with your life, with yourself. I would love to hear from you. All right, have a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.